we have good news this morning because I'm joined in this moment by my long lost friend and poet in residence, Kwame Alexander. Kwame, I've missed you. I'm glad you're back.
I have missed you. But yes, I mean, as long as you have poems, Rachel, you have me.
That is reassuring.
I have moved back from London and I'm excited to see my family, my friends, head to my old stomping grounds, return to my favorite local bookstore, and maybe even surprise a few schools with a Kwame drop-in.
Cool.
I like to show some love for all the students and the teachers out here doing the good work.
Great timing, because May this month is all about teacher appreciation.
Yep, and I couldn't appreciate them more. I mean, just the innovative ways they have reached their students during that pandemic. My kid's drama teacher held the middle school musical on Zoom, and it was so good.
Right. We saw all these stories about teachers going door to door to make sure that their students had what they needed and books and lessons. I mean, it was just unbelievable what teachers did during the pandemic.
You know, my mother was my first teacher. And, you know, I learned from her that teachers are a guiding hand on our shoulders. And long after we graduate from their classrooms, the good ones, we still feel their touch.
Right? That's totally the case for me. I think about my sophomore English teacher, Mrs. Murphy, all the time, and what she taught me about personal courage and leading a life of compassion.
Shout out to Mrs. Murphy, then.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was Mrs. Virgil. She dared me to read 100 books in the first grade, and I did it.
What?
I mean, yes, yes.
100 books? That's crazy.
She gave me a t-shirt that said, "You read 100 books, Kwame." And I wore it every day for like a week. I once read this story about this amazing poet and teacher, Taylor Molly. He was at a dinner party and someone was belittling his profession, saying that teachers teach because otherwise they fail at doing. Mm. And that's why they don't make any money. And he responded like this, using language at the end that some listeners may find offensive. "You want to know what I make? I make kids wonder. I make them question. I make them criticize. I make them apologize and mean it. I make them write. I make them read, read, read. I make them spell definitely beautiful, definitely beautiful, definitely beautiful over and over and over again until they will never misspell either one of those words again. I make them show all their work in math and hide it on their final drafts in English. I make parents see their children for who they are and what they can be. Teachers make a goddamn difference."
Amen to that, right? As we think about the end of yet another school year, let us all raise a toast to the educators who help our children learn how to be better thinkers.
Who give them the tools to imagine a better world for themselves, for us all.
Let's return favor to the teachers in a poem. This week, we're asking you to write a love poem to the teacher who inspired you, to the teachers who mold and shape us.
This is going to be so cool. Okay. You can write any type of poem, a haiku, a free verse, an epistolary. It doesn't matter. Just show your love on paper. And your poem should begin with, "Teachers make."
Teachers make. Okay. Submit your poem to us at npr.org/teachersappreciation, all one word. Kwame will then do what he does. He'll take selected lines and compile a community crowdsourced poem. Kwame, it's so good to have you back.
Hey, look, Rachel, y'all got me for a minute. I mean, until my kid finishes high school and then we'll see.
Okay. We'll take you as long as we can have you. Kwame Alexander is the executive producer of The Crossover on Disney Plus and the author of the forthcoming trilogy, The Door of No Return.